We are live from Wapello, Iowa, as we are set to bring you action between Sigourney Kyoto and Wapello. Tonight definitely is more like a football kind of Friday night, isn't it, Micah?
Oh, that's no doubt, Amos. It's a beautiful night for football, and here in about halfway through September, I think week four we're on now, and it's gorgeous out. I think this is exactly what these kids kind of weather they've been hoping for also on a Friday night.
Yeah, you know, this is hard to believe that it's week four already, and the Cobras are sitting here at 2-1, coming off a kind of a heartbreaking loss to Wilton last week. But you know, Wilton's got a pretty good team. They're pretty powerful. It's going to be interesting to watch them on paper as we move forward. Well, folks, we're getting ready for the playing of the national anthem. All right, folks, there we go. We've got the playing of the national anthem over with, and we're just now waiting for both teams to come onto the field and get ready for the coin toss, and we'll figure out what's going to happen here over the next 48 minutes of the play, Micah. But as I was saying before the band came on and we started the national anthem, you know, last week we took on Wilton and an extremely powerful team. In District 6, it's going to be exciting to see how things stack up as they move along and eventually come in contact, so to speak, with the Regina Regals up there in Iowa City.
Yeah, I think you're right, Amos. You know, we kind of ran into a buzzsaw there the second half, the way it seemed, and you know, stuck with them there in the first quarter, the boys did, and I thought they played a heck of a very competitive game, and the thing is, we talked about a lot last week, a few, you know, minor mental mistakes there in the first half were drive killers, and, you know, it's going to be a big thing here again tonight to kind of shore up some of them those mistakes, and I think if we can do that, we can definitely improve some of the situations we put ourselves in last week.
You know, as I was preparing for tonight's broadcast and looking back on last week's game, you know, a lot of good numbers and so forth from our, you know, our folks on offense. Defensively, you know, we looked really strong. Both teams were extremely similar, I think, in the first half last week. But as you mentioned, one of the things that I believe really killed us last week was some of those mental mistakes. Number of penalties that killed drives, killed first downs, things that hampered us as we had a good drive going. And we can't afford to do that throughout the year. Hopefully this week Coach Jensen has worked on some of those mental things so that we can avoid some of those penalties and continue to keep drives alive and moving this ball as we take on Wapello here tonight.
Well, I think you're right, Amos, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of those things were addressed, you know, early in the week during practice, and we're probably quite visual in, you know, the game film. And so I think... you know, at this point, you know, the year, I think the kids will learn from the mistakes, hopefully, and hopefully we can move forward and take on this Wapello team tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Five minutes and 21 seconds away from kickoff, so we'll have the coin toss out here in the middle of the field, I'm sure, before long. As we said earlier on, beautiful night, a little overcast down here in Wapello tonight. Beautiful complex. Sigourney Kidd has been out. Wapello has been out on the field running through their pregame warm-ups. So it's just a matter of time now here before we get this thing kicked off and into action. Michael, I know over the last couple of weeks, we've predominantly been a running team. But what surprised me through the first 3 weeks now is the amount of opportunity we've been given to put the thing in the air, and just the success that this Sigourney Kyoto Cobra team's had at putting the ball in the air.
Yeah, I think you're right, Amos. I mean, the nice thing is coming out right away there in the first quarter last week, we were able to throw the ball and do it quite effectively. So Wapello got that game film, and hopefully we can kind of throw them off balance too. So,
yeah, you look at Wapello, and you look at the statistics of this team. They appear to be more of a throwing team, very similar to the way Wilton was. Although Wilton was a fairly balanced team, run pass last week, extremely talented quarterback there. It'll be fun to see. Just how this Rollinger kid is and how he compares to the kid that we saw last week at Wilton. But statistically, the kid sure looks pretty darn good on paper. And, if he's got some weapons out there on the ends, it'll be interesting to see how our D-backs can handle that type of situation again tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right. Talking about our 3-5 defense, we talked about it throughout the week a couple times. And you just touched base, and we talked about, we need to be able to put the pressure on the quarterback. We can't let him sit and stand back there all night and just toss it around and play pitch and catch. Their quarterback, another senior quarterback we're going to face here 2 weeks in a row, he's attempted 67 passes, completed 41. He's got right at about 617 yards on the year, so they like to put it up, and he's also thrown for 4 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. So it'll be interesting. We'll see how our defensive backs and our linebackers can kind of keep him in contain, and hopefully our D line can get after him tonight. And I think possibly having Crawford back in the linebacker group too is probably going to help us. Hopefully, give us another spark there in the linebacker. So,
last week we were talking, you and I, kind of offline, so to speak, that as we were watching that Wilton game last week unfold, with the defense that we're running this year, one thing that would have maybe created a little more chaos for their quarterback, who was extremely effective, would have been maybe a few more blitzes or a few more stunts out of that 3-5 defense that we run. I'm hoping that maybe that might be the case tonight, considering this is a passing team.
Yeah, and it's kind of like we talked last week, it'll be interesting to see, just how the tone of the game starts here through the first quarter. I think, defensively, we need to come out and, kind of show who we are and not hopefully sit back and take it as much as we did last week. It's kind of like I said last week, this game's a game of highs and lows, and hopefully we're highly motivated and we're ready to go tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're just about ready. They just had the coin toss. It appears that Sigourney Kidd won the top, and they have elected to receive. So, folks, we are 1 minute away from kickoff here in Wapello. Pretty darn nice night out here, little Mike. I'd say if you wanted to come watch a good football game tonight, would have been the night to definitely come. Seattle tonight in solid blue. They're wearing their blue pants and blue jerseys with white numerals. Sigourney Kyoto in their white jerseys, black pants. Make a quick rundown of the starting lineup for tonight. tonight, starting spin back for the Cobras will be Luke Weil. Wing back will be Colton Reiner. Tailback tonight will be Nate Sarin. Walking back, Cole Striegel. At center tonight will be Lane Boonger. Strong end will be Kevin Weber. Quick end will be Shane Swearingen. At the tackle positions will be Bryce Brown and Matthew Slaughter. And at our guard positions, it'll be Tucker Fowler and Jeremiah Green. On the defensive side of the ball for the Cobras tonight, in that 3-5 defense, Bryce Brown, J.C. Dumont, and Tucker Fowler will be playing up front. In those linebacker positions, we'll have Ben Horace, Derek Bird, Nate Sarin, Jeremiah Green, and Cole Striegel. At the cornerback positions, we will have Colton Greiner and Luke Weil, and playing safety tonight for the Cobras will be Blaine Greder. Folks, we're just about set to kick it off. The ball is teed up on the 40-yard line. Nunez is set to kick it off for Wapello. Back deep to receive for the Cobras. Greiner, number one. Nunez kicked it. It's kind of a low liner kick. Picked up by Greiner at about the 15 up to the 20. Almost across the 25 to the 30 and knocked out of bounds at about the 34-yard line.
He did a great job just stretching that along. It's kind of a slow developing kickoff return, actually. Amos, and he did a nice job of just stretching it out toward the sideline here and picked up an extra 10, 15 yards there.
Yeah, nice job. Nice return, Colton. As we said last week, he's a veteran at that position of returning kicks. He's done it now for 3 years. He's really good at following his blockers and finding a seam and getting yardage. Cobras in that single wing, direct snap over to Sarin. Sarin up across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. That's going to bring up second down and about four for the Cobras.
Great initial push up front. That's kind of what we needed our offensive line boys up front. Got a great drive upfield. We got a nice little kick clock there on the end, and he got outside.
Cobras still in that single wing set. They've been known to go to the spread now and then. There's a snap to Sarin again. Sarin, nothing going. But down for about a 2-yard loss. It's going to bring up a third down and five for the Cobras from the 40-yard line. Garoppolo did a good job of containing that run outside, Micah. It's
now we kind of got a third down and, five situation here, Amos. It'll be interesting to see if we try to air it out here or what we got for it.
We've been definitely known to do that. And in fact, that is what Lyle's going to do, but there's nothing going. He does a quick pitch to Sarin in the backfield. Sarin's off and running, and he's got enough for the first down. Kind of a broken play there, Micah. Very heads-up play by Lyle to pitch that back as he was going down by one of the pursuing Wapello Indians, pitched it out to Sarin, and Sarin picked up enough for the first down.
Yeah, a heck of a play, just a heads-up play, and, Sarin made a nice run downfield, and a heck of a play by Lyle there on his part.
Cobra's in the single wing yet again, hand off to Greiner. Greiner up the middle, still on his feet, carrying a plethora of tacklers, finally whistled down, but not before he picked up about very close to another 10 yards. It is going to be second and short, second and about a yard from the 45-yard line of the Indians.
And that looked a little bit different than last week. Colton actually, he bounced that one back inside. He just kind of had some success bouncing it to the outside last week, and he did a nice job of cutting it back against the grain there.
He did. This time, Cobra's up the middle, Sarin with a direct snap, just got enough that appears for a first down, but not much more. Pickup of about two. They do signal first down. Ball is spotted on Wapello's 41-yard line, first and 10, Sigourney Kyoto. Still staying with that single-wing offense. Greiner in motion. Hand off to Greiner. Nothing going. very, very good job by Wapello. Might have picked up a yard, but not much more than that. Really good, strong defensive push by Wapello on that play, Micah.
Yeah, I think, the defensive line for Wapello is really good size. They're pretty big up front, and we're having a little bit of a tough time just kind of getting that first initial block and kicking them off the linebackers. So we need to take care of, first level first, and here we go.
Yep, Lyle back to pass this time on second and nine. Airs it out downfield for Griner, but overthrown. That's going to bring up third down at about nine. Just a little overthrown there, Micah. Lucas has been extremely consistent this year with his passing. That time it looked like he might have just been a little rushed, overthrew his guy by a yard or two. But Griner was open. If he'd have caught that, it had probably been six. So we got third down and nine from the 40-yard line of Wapello. Here's Granger with the direct snap. He's headed to the left side. He's got running room. He's got the corner. He's got the first down and then some. It appears he's knocked out of bounds around the 24-yard line. That's going to bring up a first and 10.
Great job on that one there, Amos. Just getting a great seal block on the end, and our guy pulling out there around the end, they did a heck of a nice job.
It was a very well-designed play with great blocking. Here's Berg in. Berg with the carry this time. Berg picks up about three, maybe four. It's going to bring up second down and 7 yards. They're moving the ball pretty consistently here, but Wapello has come up big on some stops here as of late. So we'll see if they can buckle down and hold the Cobras out. But Cobras are putting a good push together. Lyle back to pass again across the middle. He's got his receiver. He's got Swearingen. Swearingen's loose, headed for the end zone. Tripped up just short. He is just short of the goal line. They're going to spot it down about, it appears to be about the 1 yard line, but a nice completion there and a good run after the catch by Swearingen. You know, that's a kid we haven't called much, Micah, in the last three games, on the receiving end, but a very nice composure there. He caught the ball, tucked it and ran and picked up some good yardage. But apparently there was a flag on the play and I did not catch that.
It must have been a late flag, I guess, the way it looks, Amos. I'm not quite sure. I guess I did not see the call.
A little confused as well. Haven't seen the indication yet, folks. I want to thank everybody again tonight for tuning in and listening to Micah and I. It's our pleasure to bring you coverage when you can't make these games. They are indicating it will be second down and 10. That's kind of a killer there. Second down and 10.
From the 24.
From around the 24-yard line, it appears. Second down and 11. Still confusion. I never did see the indication of what the infraction was.
And then now they're kind of having a conference out there. They never did signal over here, I guess, what it was, but... I would assume, if anything, it'd have to be a hold. You know, if he did a nice job of getting across the linebacker's face there and just flipped right from the linebackers and then kind of prance downfield, and the only person back there was a safety. So here we go, second down, and it looks like about 13.
Yep, second down, 12, 13 yards to go. So we go from the one-yard line all the way back to around the 27. So we'll see what the Cobras can do. Griner in motion. Hand off to Saren, however. Saren's got some running room right up the middle, still running hard, and finally brought down at around the 9-yard line. So a very good run, and they're going to move the chains. He picked up enough for a first down. Good, hard running there by Nate Saren. You know, filling in for Crawford after Crawford got hurt game, week one. Nate Cern has done a fabulous job filling in that tailback position, and he is showing that he's not willing to give that job up to Crawford anytime soon.
Yeah, he's doing a heck of a nice job here, Amos. That was a real good run.
Here again in the single wing, this is Sarin up the middle again, and he's in for the touchdown. Nice run, great blocking up front. I don't know if you've been watching those guys up front, Micah, but they're doing a very good job of getting on their blocks and then holding their blocks and keeping these holes open for these backs.
Yeah, I think specifically, you know, this drive, the offensive line is, you know, honestly, to me, is what is as good as they have the last 2 weeks. I mean, they're really getting off the ball. They're really driving the defensive line back, and hopefully that can continue. We can run the ball here tonight.
Strudel on to attempt the PAT. The PAT is no good. So, with 7-11 left to go in the first quarter, that makes the score Sigourney Kyoto 6, Wapello nothing. Well, Michael, you know, we've been able to put one drive together here, not without a few mistakes, but all in all, they held things together. The line was doing a great job holding their blocks, keeping those holes open. The backs were running hard. You know, a couple nice passes were out there, thrown out there and so forth. But, you know, one just slightly overthrown by Luke. But the one to Swearingen that where we had the holding call, very well executed and very well done by the team. So looks pretty promising. That's quite a difference from what we've seen the last 3 weeks. You know, we've kicked off first the last 3 weeks, and the opposing team has scored on us immediately. So this is a little different change of events than what we've seen the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think you're right, Amos. So, you know, the nice thing is now we're not playing from behind. It kind of gives these boys, you know, a little bit of momentum here. And now we come out and see how our defense can hold Wapello.
It will be interesting to see, you know, Wapello, again, as we said at the start of the broadcast, they're kind of they apparently are pretty efficient passing team. Oh, the kickoff. Here's the kickoff by Strigel. Caught by number 12 and bobbled, but recovered. Caught by number 12, Green. Bobbled, but recovered. And the Indians will take over on about their own 25-yard line, first and 10. So we'll see what we're made of here on defense, you know. We've called Jeremiah Green's name a lot this year. We got Pat Crawford's boy, Peyton, back in tonight. So I know he's been itching to get back out there. It'll be fun to watch Peyton, you know, back in the pads and ready to play again after a couple of weeks off. Looks like Wapello was in the gun, kind of a spread offense.
Little different look for us up front as far as that goes, Amos. We're actually in a 4-3 there. So I don't know, you know, with them... with Wapo being more of a spread-type team and wanting to throw the ball, if we're going to kind of shuffle our linebackers out to cover those guys and get a little more pressure up front, maybe that way. So that's what it looked like to me. They had a false start, so it's moving back five, and it's going to be first and 15.
Yeah, though, so to start off here, you know, Wapo put themselves in a little bit of a hole, starting out now first and 15 from around the 20-yard line. Their quarterback, Rollinger, comes out in the gun. Dual receiver split left. Rig in motion. Rollinger appears that he hands it off, but gang tackled by a host of Cobras. Not for sure who got in on that.
It looked like Green was in on there, and Strigel both. So pick up about six. You know, defensive line, we definitely got to make a push. They probably got a little bit of size on us up there, but we'll see if our quickness can kind of help keep things at bay.
Wapello back to pass again. This time the pass... Oh, he had it right in his hands. Grimm had it in his hands, but good defense by the Cobras.
Great play by Berg there to break that up. You know, that was right in his hands, and Berg got him right there in the back and jarred the ball free. So a nice play, and it puts them kind of in a tough situation being third and nine now.
Yeah, well-thrown ball, but just really good coverage on Grimm there as as the ball approached him. Back in that gun again. Here's Rollinger rolling to the left, going downfield. And it appears that Crawford may have...
Yeah, I'm afraid...
A bit of pass interference there.
I'm afraid what probably happened is, Griner actually was in kind of the same situation last week. He kind of got caught, and he was a few steps behind and trying to make up time and didn't quite get his head turned around to look at that ball. And in time, referee sees that. Unfortunately, they're going to ding you for pass interference. So, he did a nice job making up ground there. He needs to get his head around. And
yep.
A small mistake, and it's going to cost us a little bit, but we'll see what we can do here. So,
hey, with being out a couple weeks, too, we're in game-time situation here, and sometimes it takes you a while to get your wits about you and get back into game mode. And he just didn't turn and look at the ball, and, of course, he made contact there with the receiver. And Brockway split left, showing kind of an eye formation. Handoff here to... No gain on the play. Second down and 10. Ball carrier 44, Jared Hunt. Brockway and Grimm again split out left. Two receivers split right. Here's Rollinger rolling to the left. Got a man open. George Orsona. Great reception there by Orsonio. Picks up enough for a first down.
Kind of a different look for on defense for us, being in that four-man front up front, Amos, and actually I believe Griner blitzed off the backside there. It was just a nickel too late, hitting the quarterback, or could have made a big play in the backfield. So let's see if we kind of keep showing some of that pressure here.
Brockway in motion. Handoff by Rollinger to Brockway. Handoff, Brockway off the right side. Pick up about one. It's going to bring up second down and about 10. He might have picked up a half a yard there, but
yep.
Not much going. Our defense did a good job of shutting that one down.
Yeah, defensive line got a good push, and then Weber really stepped up and filled that gap there and shut it down right away.
Yeah, we are definitely seeing a little different look on the defensive side of the Cobras here tonight than what we've seen the last 3 weeks. I don't know if they were a little frustrated running that 3-5 last week or what, but it does look like they're stacking a few more guys up on the front line. There was a flag on the play. I don't know what's going on here with me, Mike. I keep missing these flags. But they're waving it off. It will be second down and about 9. Second down and 8, they're calling it. From the 35-yard line of the Cobras. Rollinger back in the gun again. Hand off to
Hunt again, the way it looks.
Jacob Hunt, not much going. Cobras there to slow him down. Picked up maybe two.
Green did a nice job of, filling his gap there again and, shut it down rather quick. So anytime we can hold him to 2 yards, and put him in a third down and 7 situation, we're winning the battle. So.
Yep. Third and 7 for the Indians. They stay in that gun. This time, 3 receivers set to the left, 1 to the right. Rollinger in the gun. Back to pass. And a guy almost picked up by Luke Lyle. Great coverage there as they had a crossing route running. And Lyle just stuck his hand out there and just about got his mitt on it and brought it into his body. And it would have been a pretty good gainer back the other way if he would have been able to hang on to it.
Yeah, and I think it was all caused. We had a big... big-time stunt going up the field there. We sent Green right up the middle, and our defensive tackle was kind of, shot out, and there's a big hole, and he hurried the quarterback, and, you know, that's the kind of pressure we were talking about earlier in the game that we need to get on him to, make him make some decisions that he's not comfortable with.
Yep, get him to make those decisions much quicker. Rollinger is back to pass again, chased again by the Cobras. That was 4th and 7, and he comes up short. Rollinger rushed again. Nice play by the Cobras to put the pressure on him. They are bringing a lot more pressure than they were able to bring against Wilton last week, and I think it's making Rollinger have to make decisions much quicker than he would like.
Yeah, and I think, the thing that I can see, in the first quarter comparatively to last week is our linebackers are doing a great job of wrapping up contain. And that needs to continue, for us to, move forward and play great defensive football. So,
Cobras take over, 1st and 10. And here it, oh, good hard running. I believe that was Saren up the middle.
He looked like he was initially stopped there for about a yard loss, Amos, and somehow he picks up 5 out of that. He squirted right through there, and I don't think the defense knew he was there. So, kind of got tripped up by one of those defensive linemen, but nice job by Saren.
Picks up about 5. They'll bring up 2nd down and 5 from about the 36-yard line. Cobra's 36-yard line. Griner is split out right. Lyle is back to pass this time. Pretty good coverage. Rushed slightly and almost picked off. Graham got a hand on that one. That could have been disastrous for the Cobras.
And Lyle takes a lick in the backfield. He kind of got rushed there, and the defensive end came around his backside here and put a pretty good hit on him. He's a little slow to come up, but hopefully shake it off. And here we got a big 3rd down and 7.
Big 3rd down. 3:29 to go in the first quarter. Saturday Canada leading 6-0. Cobra's back in that single wing set. Here's a handoff to Saren again. Big opening up the middle. Picks up more than he needed for a first down. Carries that through about the 36, up to around Wapello's 47-yard line. Pickup of about 17. Going to bring up a 1st down and 10 for the Cobras from Wapello's 48-yard line.
Great play up the middle, Amos. I think they were expecting pass, third down in the middle kind of situation, and he just ran it right up the middle, and, great run by Saren there.
Here's Striggle up the middle. Striggle's nice step move there by Striggle and stays on his feet. Picks up roughly 10 yards. It's going to be very close. It does appear to be enough for a 1st down again. Nice hard running by Striggle. He had a pretty good week last week on the ground as well, picking up 39 yards on 7 rushes last week. He's a good, stout running back here for the Cobras.
Kind of looked like an old Larry Zonka. He put his hand down on the turf and popped right back up.
Very athletic kid. Love that kid. He's a hard-nosed, hard-working young man. Lyle under center this time. Lyle back to pass. Flush to his left. Keeps it. He's going to keep it, tucks it, and run. Picks up about 10, maybe 11 yards. It's very, very close to a 1st down, and they are moving the chains, so he did have enough for a 1st down. Ball now down to right around, I believe, the 25-yard line. So let's call it the 26. Lyle under center again. We're seeing something a little different here than we've seen from the Cobras lately. A little confusion back in the backfield that time. Not for sure who had the ball. Handoff went to Striggle off the right side. Actually, it was Saren. Saren had the ball off the right side. Picks up about 1. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 9 from right on the 25-yard line of Wapello.
Once again, Amos, we're kind of moving the football right down the field, and, kind of one of those things, offensive line is doing a really nice job up front. Hopefully we can kind of continue to do that through the night.
Coburn's back in that familiar single wing. Handoff this time to Sarin. Sarin got a nice block initially and then cuts it back in, but brought down by a whole host of Wapello Indians there, but not before he picked up about 5 yards. Going to bring up third down and 5 from the 20-yard line. Cobra set. Here's Lyle with a handoff to Sarin again.
Great job by Green getting out there on his kick block, on his pull. He was out there in front of Sarin and really blew somebody up there, one of those linebackers. He caught him helmet to helmet, so did a nice job there. And just another job by another great job by Sarin to just run the ball hard.
First down and goal from around the 4-yard line. Single wing set. Runner in motion. Striggle with the keeper up the middle in for the touchdown. So with 37 seconds left to go in the first quarter, that brings the score. Sigourney Kyoto 12, Wapello nothing. Nice drive there, Micah. It was pretty much all on the ground, but guys are running hard, and the line is doing an awesome job, just as they did on that first drive.
Yeah, I think that's right, Amos. You know, and we talked about it, just having some consistency in the backfield, and not making those mental mistakes up front as far as our holds, and we shored some of those things up. Looks like we went for 2 there, and actually are successful with the serum right up the middle there. So,
yeah, so that makes up for the missed field PAT on the first drive. Serum carries that one up the middle for the 2-point conversion. That brings our score with 37 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kyoto 14, Wapello 0. Starting to chill down a little bit. I'm going to have to get my sweatshirt on here before long.
Gorgeous night for football, though. It looks like SK brought a good crowd across the way, and it's kind of hard to see all the folks from Wapello by being up here in the Crow's Nest tonight. But I think great-looking field and very, very well presented. For being this kind of late in the year. So
I've never been to Wapello's complex. It's a beautiful complex, all-weather track, beautiful green grass. They must have watered this